If you agree it's okay, I'll pass the word to General Taylor, who in turn will tell the AG.
Well, I expect General Taylor knows all about this, but this is the first we've heard of it, except for those opening paragraphs about the need for educating the Chile.
Well, now, what do you think about it? Should you have it?
Well, I'd like to look at it if I could.
All right.
First thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Should I call you back?
Yeah. The attached papers show General O'Mara has invited Attorney General Panama on the 8th, 9th to a seminar. The reason for the invitation is Attorney General has been interested in counterinsurgency problems that's known by General O'Mara, who has reported several times.
You know, he's on this counterinsurgency board.
Yeah.
I suppose that's what suggested.
Attorney General has said he'd be willing to go if you approve. My recommendation is this trip be approved subject to delay or cancellation if the battle of civil rights makes it necessary. There's every reason for all of us to show a maximum concern with Chilean election. The Attorney General is good at this kind of mission. That's what's recommended by...
Well, all right, I'd like to look at it and make sure...
You look at it and call me back in the morning. I'm trying to keep him in town. They're getting him to Berlin, and they're moving him every place in the damn country. I'd like for him to pass this civil rights bill, if you would.
Well, I tell you, I don't... If you have a reason for him to stay here, I don't see that it's necessary. Somebody like Taylor or somebody else, the military side, there's certain advantages to have the military talking to the military.
Yeah.
On this kind of show, keep it strictly military. Ain't there political advantages from your point of view? It does fall into something that it's not somebody in the cabinet, the civilian side. It's the military interest, natural military interest in counterinsurgency. Let me look at it and I will call you.
Call tomorrow. What do you think about the Schultz article this morning?
Those fellas are really on a vendetta, you know. They've got their knives out. And it's the most biased reporting I've ever seen. If I were outside of government, if it weren't elections and so forth, I would answer if you did proper Texas style.
How are we doing? How are we doing in Latin America, in your judgment?
Well, I think we're making good progress. We're making good progress. Better than I think anybody could have hoped for. Civilian development. Something is going well. I just got a report today from Officer Craddock. Everybody's happy. The president's very delighted. Left-wing groups. They're just bad.
Well, now, what are we doing to hurt them?
I don't know, but any... Well, I think it's pretty hard to figure out a way to hurt them effectively. I think we're getting a broader base with the press, a better understanding, but these two New York Times claims are in the panties. I don't think they like anything that happens. And it's pretty hard to convince them. I haven't figured out a way to gag them yet.
Did they ever come talk to you?
Oh, I see. Occasionally, I've seen them lately. I'm not sure it's a good idea to see them because at the start, they talk. They made up their mind.
Where do they get their stuff? Schlesinger?
I would think so. I would think there and in this club.
Do you have any people leaking it on you over in the department?
Well, yes, we've had two or three that we think are out now. And, we've got only one left. I think maybe Moscoso. I only have one guy that I don't trust. I think
I'd get rid of him.
Well, we're going to.
Quicker the better. Now, what
is
Moscoso? Why'd he quit?
Well, this I don't know. I had a very friendly telegram from him today saying that he didn't expect this news to break so soon. He had expected to talk to me and to you. But I don't really trust him myself. I'm not sure what his report is.
Okay. You call me in the morning.